Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. I've been talking and praying this week about immeasurably more gratitude, how we experience God's love in a way that it is expressed through our thankfulness. And today we're going to focus in on thankfulness, which glorifies God. And so moving beyond the thankful for one another, and we need to be that, but understanding that the way we express our gratitude, the way we live with an attitude of gratitude, talked a little bit about this yesterday, ought to be a reflection of God. And it ought to be easily recognized that the source of our gratitude is God. And because of the way that we live with that, the way we express it, the way that it transforms us, it ought to result in people noticing God in us, and not so much result in us being lifted up, but in God being lifted up. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 15 says, "All of this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God." When we come to a saving faith in Christ, when we repent and are immersed into Christ, we're clothed with His righteousness, we understand, because we understand ourselves a little bit, but because we believe God, that it's solely because of God's grace that that is even possible. And it's God's grace, it's His gift that allows us to walk in relationship with Him, to have our sins forgiven, to be made right through the blood of Jesus. And when we understand and recognize, acknowledge that grace, we begin to share it. We begin to live in a way that extends that grace to those around us. We recognize, we understand, we live differently when we acknowledge what we have from God, especially, that we don't deserve. Yesterday was celebrated as Valentine's Day, a day that has, well, become synonymous with love. It's not that that same level of love, that same level of expressing our love, should be unique to that day. But we recognize that the love that we have for one another generally exists because we're willing to offer grace to one another. When the Bible says that all have sinned and fall short of God's glory, we understand that because we're part of that all. And those that are around us are part of that all, and we see the imperfections of ourselves, we see the imperfections of others. And as they go through social media timelines and you see the outpouring of grace, the accolades for a significant other, for a spouse, for the one that a person loves. You realize that the ability to do that is because of grace. I suppose there are those who may live in perfection, but God says that's not true. We sometimes think so. But it's learning to live with God's grace that helps us to extend that grace to others, that allows us to live in greater relationship with Him, but also greater relationship with others. And when we do that in a visible way, when we realize that God's grace is not just for us, it's for any person that we're going to encounter today, we ought to be willing and eager to share those accolades of God's goodness. And all of the things that we may write about someone that we care greatly about, ought to apply to our relationship with God. Because it's His grace that has allowed us to continue in relationship. It has allowed us to grow. It has allowed us to know what real love is. And God says this outpouring of His grace, this acceptance of His grace, this sharing of His grace results in an overflowing thankfulness. But not just an overflowing thankfulness, but an overflowing thankfulness which brings glory to Him. And so we understand our responsibility is to reflect to God the credit that He deserves. I'm not talking about some made-up throwing credit to God just to kind of cover ourselves and make it look like we're doing the right thing. I'm talking about a deep acknowledgement that God indeed is the source of every good thing. And He gets the glory. In our Bible study class last night, going through the book of Acts here at Deer Run, and one of our elders doing a great job leading that. We're talking about the day of Pentecost and God moving in a mighty way. And 3,000 people are baptized into Christ that day. And everybody acknowledges, I mean, the disciples, those that had gathered to wait for the outpouring of the Spirit as God, as Jesus had told them to do, were speaking in languages that they had not studied, but everybody present in this great crowd could hear and understand in their own language. And they're confused, and Peter gets up and he explains that this is what God had prophesied through the prophet Joel would happen. And as he explains what's going on, he preaches Jesus. And makes it clear that Jesus, the one that they had crucified, was indeed Lord and Christ. And God's Spirit convicted the crowds in such a way that they responded. And the glory went to God because He moved in a mighty way, and it was obvious that He was moving. And we live life in a way that Well, our nature wants to take the credit. And yet, when we recognize that anything good that is done in us and through us is because of God's grace, we ought to live in a way that He receives the glory. The glory for that restored relationship, the glory for that successful project at work, the glory for overcoming difficulty, the glory for enduring difficulty. As I consider the incredible work God continues to do here at Deer Run, it's with that acknowledgement that it is Him doing it. He's using a lot of people to accomplish His work and His will in a way that He gets lifted up. And that's His desire for our daily life. It's that His grace abounds. And our thankfulness for Him results in people giving glory to God. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Because of Your great love, You have a great gift as You extend grace and mercy, forgiveness and compassion. And God, because of Your incredible grace, a grace which abounds to us and to those that are around us, a grace that You've called for us to extend to others. That the people we encounter today, whether it's at work or at school or at the store or in our neighborhoods, that they would be introduced to Your grace because of the grace that we extend to them. And as we choose to be involved in grace abounding, not only in our own life, but in our community, may an outpouring of thankfulness begin in us and through us and around us. And as we learn to give thanks for Your grace, may we bring glory to You. Father, we realize that we live in a world that's filled with people like us who sin, who need that grace, who need that forgiveness, who need to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. And Father, may our gratitude be born out of that thankfulness for the mercy that You have extended. And may that gratitude lead us to extend that same level of grace to others. So that when we recognize what we deserve, our thankfulness to You overflows to Your glory. Because we realize what we received is so much better than what we deserved. And God, help us to live with a reflection of that in our relationships with others. Not doing to others as they deserve, but doing to them as we would want done to us. Instructions that Jesus gave to us. And so God, today may our gratitude result in glory being expressed to You as we acknowledge You as the source, as we acknowledge Your grace as foundational, and as we share that source and that foundation with others. May we lift up Jesus in all of this, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday, a devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.